Tonight's meeting is the March 16th meeting of the Fairburn Main Street Board of Directors. We want to welcome all of our board members as well as our visitors and presenters to the call and key staff who are also on the call. This evening's agenda will be announced by our chair, and I will turn the meeting over to her at this time, Chairwoman Rhonda Appleby.
Okay, well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for attending the Tuesday, March 16th, 2021 meeting of the Main Street Board. We do have guests here from the collaborative firm, and I will let them introduce themselves and talk a little bit about the project that they have at hand. So either Jessica or Michelle.
Hi.
Either one can stop. Okay.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Great.
I can.
My name is Jessica Rossi. I am actually with Kimley Horn on the Fairburn Downtown Master Plan. Kimley Horn is actually partnering with the collaborative firm. Michelle Alexander is on the call as well. And my role in this particular plan is I'm focusing on real estate market strategies and economic development potential for the downtown study area. And so what we wanted to do today was, Sylvia kind of gave us a little bit of a background about the Main Street Board, and we thought that this would be a really great test group to introduce the project to, and then to move into kind of the next phase of who else from a business owner perspective do we really need to be talking to? Because you all are a really critical component of, you know, getting feedback as we move through our master plan project. And it doesn't look like I can share screen. I'm not sure who the host is. If you could make me a presenter.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, this is Michelle Alexander from the collaborative firm while they're getting the screen up and running. And thank you for giving us time today to talk about the master plan and get some feedback from you. As Jessica mentioned, she's the lead with the market side and real estate considerations. We also have on our team a transportation expert, the Metro Analytics. So the team is the collaborative firm, Kimley Horn, as well as Metro Analytics. And Kimley Horn is also working with us on the urban design piece. So I just wanted to say hello and thanks for your time. And Jessica's been, you're in good hands with Jessica running through the matter of how the business interfaces with the bigger picture of the master plan for Fairburn.
Okay.
And you're only in good hands if I can figure out how to share my screen.
Okay. No, I think you'll be in great hands regardless. So what I'm going to do is, hold on for just a second. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
All right, there we go.
All right. So I'm just going to walk through a little bit of background about the downtown master plan. We did have a community meeting a couple weeks ago. And so I'm sure some of you participated in that, but for those of you that weren't able to join us, first of all, there'll be some additional community meeting opportunities where we can gain feedback, but that's why we thought that this was so critical to meet and present briefly with you today, just to start a conversation. Just for a really kind of quick background about the project. So the Downtown Master Plan is part of the Livable Centers Initiative through ARC. And that Livable Centers Initiative funds a bunch of different types of programs, but it funds master plans, it funds infrastructure, and there's other implementation strategy projects that it also can fund. So in this case, the city of Fairburn actually was awarded an LCI grant in 2009 for the same study area that you see up on the screen. And they've been awarded some additional funding to update it here in 2021. And so the master plan for public infrastructure investment in order to stimulate development, and it considers, you know, bike, pedestrian, and transit oriented infrastructure. So the goal of the study is to create a blueprint for growth within that study area. So we're, while it's important to consider Fairburn citywide, we have a very specific focus on the study area, and we'll show another slide that reminds you all what that looks like. But our overarching kind of goals are to make downtown Fairburn an attractive place to live, work, and play, to build upon existing assets in the historic downtown, to invest in arts and culture in order to promote economic viability and a vibrant, walkable downtown center, and then to increase residential density, parking, and curb appeal. So what you see on this slide here is just the project schedule, so you can get a sense of where we're at. We kicked off the project in late 2020, and we worked really hard between over the holidays and into the early part of 2021 on an existing conditions assessment. And that's been fully drafted and prepared, handed over to the city of Fairburn, who is reviewing it right now. On the 18th of February, we hosted our first community event. It was a virtual event, much like this, but we had really great participation for that. I think there was close to 150 people signed up. I don't know that we had quite that many people on the phone, but it was a really robust conversation. And we got a lot of great real-time feedback as part of the event, but then also got some great follow-up feedback that we're still filtering through and making sure to incorporate. So we're kind of in between two community events right now. We are preparing for the design workshop that will occur on April 15th, and then the entire process will take us through close to the end of the year. As part of the community assessment, we prepared a market analysis, which is where I come in to play. And I'm not going to share all of the findings of the market analysis. It will be available for the public. And in addition to that, I'm happy to answer any questions there might be. But, you know, just really quickly, one of the things that we had looked at as part of the market study was just demographics that are important drivers of demand for different real estate sectors. And so what we did here is we compared the study area, which has just about 1,500 people residing in it, to the city of Fairburn that has close to 16,000 people, of course, to the Atlanta MSA with over 6 million. And there's just a few kind of interesting things from a median age, from a perspective. All three geographies were relatively consistent there. But what we did find interesting was incomes were, you know, being hyper aware of incomes within the study area in the city of Fairburn, because that's what drives some of the real estate growth and development. Median home values also tend to be a little lower in the study area in the city of Fairburn than they are in the MSA. And we will, when we look out over the course of, you know, the 10 years between 2010 and 2020, you know, the study area really grew at a relatively rapid pace, about 18% compared to the city that grew at 20%. So Fairburn has experienced a lot of growth pressures, and that will influence decisions, not only citywide, but particularly in the study area as the heart of Fairburn. So here's that study area one more time before we transition into some more conversation than me just talking. And there's a lot of things going on in this map, but what I think is really interesting is you can start to see the story that the downtown plays as part of the study area. Not only is it incredibly central to the study area, but we're taking into consideration the entire downtown overlay, the downtown core. It was a very important focus of the 2009 plan and continues to be an important focus of this current planning process. The study area continues up Broad Street towards the education focus area, and also includes the established residential neighborhoods that are an important part of the study as well. So with that being said, when we originally talked to Sylvia about what we wanted to accomplish tonight, I think we had some great plans about doing some brainstorming with this group about what are your assets and what are your challenges. And when we were chatting on the phone with Sylvia this morning, actually, she was like, well, we just did a lot of this work as part of our branding report. And so what you see on the screen here is really just, I would say, a watered down version. What I tried to do is I read through some of the great ideas that you all had as part of that process of brainstorming assets and challenges, and kind of condensed it down into a few kind of higher level buckets. So what are those things that you all think are your assets, and what are those things that are your challenges? So I think our main question here, because you guys have done so much of the work already in terms of brainstorming what those things are, is, you know, if you could prioritize your challenges, and again, recall that these are just, this is kind of just some summary bullets of what you had identified, which was maybe a list of more like 15. What do you think some of the biggest challenges are facing downtown Fairburn and the, more importantly, the Fairburn businesses?
I think for me, what stuck out to me was definitely parking.
Okay.
Which I think kind of may lead to the lack of retail businesses that have chosen to do business in downtown. I think mm-hmm. not having as much parking results in us not having enough businesses.
Okay, that's really good feedback, because we also saw parking come out very, very clearly in the survey that Sylvia had sent out and had gotten responses. Do you think that from a parking perspective, it's the amount of parking, or do you think it's the location of parking, you know, in proximity to the different businesses that do exist downtown?
Yeah, I think it's the lack of parking, especially if we're talking about restaurants that maybe seat, you know, 10 to 20. If you have 5 to 10, you know, different cars, that takes up just the restaurant and wouldn't be available for any of the other stores. And also kind of behind, like behind Oz, the whole little park area, there's parking back there, but I don't feel like there's enough signage to let people know that there are spaces kind of behind the buildings where you can park.
Okay, so not only is it fine, you know, not only is it the existence of the parking spots mm-hmm. themselves, but it's yeah. also some wayfinding measures that can point you to the ones that do exist.
Correct.
Okay, that's excellent feedback. Does anybody else have anything else to add, either about parking or in terms of challenges, which ones are kind of priorities for the group?
It needs to be, this is Mika speaking, I can't get into the video. The businesses aren't attractive, meaning I own the salon, but I typically just work on the weekend. So my particular owner painted his building, and I know at the beginning there was some people not supportive of that, but that building made it just look, you know, a little bit newer, even though it's still a older, you know, older building. But I agree with the first person that was speaking. We need retail. To me, retail, you eat, you shop, you shop, you eat. Just listening to some of the other business owners, because I work in the evening, so the parking isn't a challenge for me, but mm-hmm. they are having a lot of issues with one another on the front side. So I did hear that coming out. But I just, for me as a business owner, when I say it's not attractive enough, I would like to have, so I got the salon to have other hairstylists work there. But if it's not attractive enough, they're not even going to want to come in and apply for a job. The inside of my salon looks great, but the first attraction is the outside. Mm-hmm. So we need, and then we have lack of the older business owners who own a lot of the buildings, and I even proposed, you know, putting marketing pictures in the window, and you can't get them to get on board. So somehow we need to get those people that own the buildings to communicate with us and to work with us to help the new people. When you ask new people to come in, they are not concerned with, you know, the old customers. We're trying to get old customers and bring new business as well. So those are some of the issues that I've heard from consumers as well as other business owners.
Right. Are the business, are the building owners, are they generally local or do they tend to reside elsewhere?
As of all the ones that I've spoken to within the last 2 or 3 years that I've been there, a lot of them are not living in downtown Fairburn anymore. The older owners are now between Peachtree City, Noonan, and Tyrone. Okay. That's been my experience.
Okay. Excellent. Any other thoughts about prioritization when we think? I think we've got some good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is flip to kind of our last kind of series of questions. And there's a few here on the slide, but what I want to do, because you've all done so much good work identifying your assets and challenges, I think it'd be better use of our time to kind of talk about resources. So like in conversations that you all have had as you've, you know, continue to grow and expand, you know, this organization, what resources are needed that, you know, we can identify as part of the downtown master plan that will help you all to ensure success?
Well, I can speak on behalf of the DDA.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we are trying to implement or talked about is to have a downtown grant type of initiative for the businesses. We're trying to implement that, and I'm trying to figure out a way to implement that strategy. And it's a matching grant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to a certain amount, probably like $1,500 matching grant, like a facade type of grant, matching facade type grant. And also I would like to implement, which I know you have to go through the DCA, with a downtown revolving loan, mm-hmm. to have loan fund, to have it just sitting, and I don't want to, I'm trying to be kind of careful with my words, but to have the loan fund just available there for the businesses, the downtown businesses, instead of always going through DCA and using the DDA as a conduit, but just to have it there and the money's there as a loan resource through, you know, per the DDA. So I think with this master plan, I think the DDA could be utilized a whole lot more. I feel that way we can be utilized a whole lot more to implement some of the resources or most of the resources that you have listed.
Okay, that's great. That's really great feedback. And I think certainly a case for some follow-up as we continue down the process. I just wanted to show you earlier on that we are still, you know, in the first third of the process. And as mm-hmm. we move into those implementation strategies, knowing the groups that are out there and how they can be part of the future is really important here. Any other thoughts on resources that have been discussed or maybe not discussed that are, you know, great ideas that we should make sure to keep incorporated?
Just to piggyback off of Chairwoman Appleby with the, in terms of grants or giving like a 50 for 50, I'm really just not sure how that works, but when it comes to building improvement,
yeah.
If you know the business or the building owner has to put up a certain amount, if the city matches or gives them, you know, 20% toward fixing the buildings just to kind of make everything look more alike and more attractive. Just to piggyback off of Mika as well, because it's definitely a game changer when you go into a city and you see the buildings, you're making a decision before you step foot inside if I want to risk my life or not, just because of what it may look like. So I think some type of incentive for building owners would definitely help.
Okay. And has downtown Fairburn ever had a facade grant in place? Maybe historically?
No.
Okay.
No, they haven't.
Mm-mm. Okay. So when we think about resources, one of our questions is, you know, we have the focus of our study is very much on the downtown and the area around the downtown, but you know, as you move further away from downtown towards I-85, do those businesses seek assistance or guidance from Fairburn, or do they kind of, what's the relationship between kind of the core downtown businesses and some of the newer, more warehouse distribution businesses that are located down by the highway?
Well, I can say the difference is the businesses on Highway 74 and 85, those are well-known businesses. So they don't really need assistance. I mean, mm-hmm. most of them are fast food, which, you know, I'll table that for a moment, how I feel about that. But they don't really need assistance. Mainly because the type of business it is. I mean, you have Bojangles and AT&T. They don't need assistance. It's just name recognition right there. And then also because of the proximity of where 85 and Highway 74, you got people who are on their way to home, which is Tyrone, Peachtree City, and all of that. So you have that traffic, a massive traffic flow going down 85, Interstate 85 and 74. So they really don't really need a lot of help. Now in the future, I do see being established, maybe a BID or CID type down on 74. I really do see that. And plus you have hotels there and you have national chains. So you don't really need now. However, with the downtown, it's a different baby. You're probably gonna have, as some of the business owners here on this this Zoom meeting, you have more mom and pop, and not anything nationally known. It's mom and pop, or you know, just well, basically mom and pop who need more help in the downtown area. And then plus you want to draw some of your population, your transit population from 74 to the downtown area, so they can be patronized, as the board members have said. So it's a different baby where you want to kind of direct the flow of your attention to. But I say 74 don't need any resources. But however, downtown does.
Yeah. Well said. Mm-hmm. And then just for those of you who've been involved for a while, when you think back to other planning or policy efforts that the city has undertaken, have there been any big wins that you feel would be worthy of noting, or anything that we should be aware of that we want to try to avoid, thinking historically and making sure that we're taking that into account in our process?
Okay, when you say to avoid, repeat your question.
We want to make sure that, you know, the implementation strategies that are part of this process can really be actionable. And so I think my question here is, you know, have there been, you know, other planning projects that have had lofty goals that maybe were great ideas, but were harder to implement. And we just want to be aware of those so that we can, you know, create steps that make it actionable.
Oh, I see what you're saying. My opinion is the other sessions we had, it wasn't obtainable or unobtainable. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't think the city just followed through with it. Okay. Just like in the downtown area, we had been speaking about the leadership, I've been speaking about, and the authorities too, excuse me, about having a mixed use development in your downtown area. Great concept. I'm all for it. But it's right now, it's just a concept. It is obtainable, but I think that we just have to, as a city, have to just that push. I don't want to, you know, that push to do it. I mean, we have the different studies, and I think the collaborative firm was one of the studies years ago with Michael Hightower, and one of the our earlier economic development director at hand. But it's just that it just became just a study and not. I think the leadership just probably need a little bit more push or just assurance that we can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, as we think about implementation for this plan, we want to make sure that there are easily defined steps that city right. leadership, local leadership, community members can take in order to move the needle, even if it's just a little bit, to try to show milestones and steps. And I think that that's really important here. So that's helpful. And I know that you all have a full agenda today. So we did wanna just quickly circle back. So this is not the only conversation that we want to have with business owners. And so we're working with Sylvia on identifying a second set of business owners that we can have maybe a larger group representing kind of a diverse mix of the businesses. And so we are planning between now and the design workshop to have a second round table. We're also planning on a housing round table as well as a developer round table. So there's a lot of opportunities for continued conversation and, you know, I think I know I can speak for Michelle. We'd love to keep everybody involved and engaged in the different community events, but we'll also be reaching out directly to make sure that your interests are being represented in the plan as well. Mm-hmm. And that's all I had. Yeah. You all have questions.
Yeah, Candace. I have a question. I think it was your second slide. Was it your second slide? Second. When you did the comparison?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This one?
No, that one. Question, okay. Why did you compare the study area with 1,500 people total population to our population of 15,000? I mean, why didn't you get another city of comparable population instead of 1,500 to 15,000?
That's a good question. So I think what our goal here was is to, I guess, first to understand how many people and how many jobs were within the study area. So the study area sits entirely within the city of Fairburn. And so for us, it was, what is the impact of the study area currently as it relates to those people that live there? And you know, it kind of helps us understand the story outside the study area as well. But that's a really good point in terms of being able to compare. I think particularly when we talk about the downtown area, you know, what are those other downtowns in the region that have found success and how have they done that? And that'll be part of our report as well.
Okay, great. And second question, I only had two, I'm sorry. Second question.
No, you're fine.
I know we are growing, according to your study, what, 20%? Our growth trends, 20% each year?
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years?
But okay. That's very impressive.
Okay, very impressive. Are you all planning as a firm to do a traffic study, a growth traffic study, and a growth study centered around the traffic that we anticipate? Because this study was done in 2010, correct?
The original downtown master plan was prepared in 2009. So a lot has changed. And as part of this process, I know Michelle mentioned when she introduced herself earlier that we have another firm that is part of the team, Metro Analytics, and they are very specifically looking at traffic and transportation impacts that are happening not only within the city of Fairburn, but more specifically in the study area.
Okay, because once we look at the growth, the traffic growth, foot traffic, car traffic, I'll say transportation growth, I guess we want it to be, we want it to be in sync with the residential growth and the retail growth. You want it to be in sync with that. So I was just wondering, have that type of study been done, or will you do that type of study?
Yeah, so the transportation and traffic aspect is being looked at. There are components of it that have already been completed as part of the assessment, and then some additional follow-up work that will happen as we review different concepts and different growth areas.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Are there any other questions before I let you guys move on with your agenda this evening?
Okay.
If not, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you so much, Jessica. And please keep in mind, board members, if there are any additional questions that you may think of during the week, don't hesitate to follow up and we'll get those questions to Jessica. So we'll move forward with the agenda. I want to do a quick overview. Those roundtable discussions, also keep in mind, as business leaders in our community, if there are groups that you feel would help or benefit, please let us know, because they can be included in the additional roundtable discussions. So next on our agenda item is the budget and work plan review. We're going to spend about 20 minutes. Well, I'll cut everything in half because I want to make sure we get out in a timely manner. But we're going to follow up with our budget and work plan review. There was a question about that during our next meeting. We'll also discuss some of the action items that we're looking at moving forward in terms of projects, and as well as partners in education. I don't know whether Dr. Pollack is still, if he's on the call, I want to kind of move up to partners in education. Dr. Pollack, are you still on the call? Or anyone from the Partners in Education program? Not me. Okay. All right, so we'll just move forward. We're also gonna have a committee report from our promotions committee, as well as a discussion about our April projects and next meeting. Were there any questions before we kind of get started? Were there any questions about the agenda items? No. All righty. A quick update. Our director of community development has periodically been, he gives monthly updates regarding the streets, the streetscape project. There was a question about the benches, and we talked about that during our last meeting. But in the most recent update, he sent a report regarding the actual placement. And what we're probably going to be looking at is a full report from him. I'd have to confirm which his availability for either next month, month's meeting or thereafter. One of the locations is on, can everyone see the screen? I probably need to. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me move this over. Okay. Go up one more. Okay. So if everyone can see the screen, one of the locations of the bench will be on the sidewalk area on West Broad Street, and that's where South Route 14 and US 29 Roosevelt Highway. There will also be benches placed along the Smith Street side. The next location that is proposed for benches is West Camilton Street. And then also West Broad Street at the four-way intersection. And this, I just wanted to give an update about, again, this is the actual benches that will be put in place. On the side, those are just pictures of placemaking strategies in terms of the painting, but we spoke about that previously. So that is just an update regarding the streetscape project. If there's no questions on our concerns, we'll go on to the next agenda item. So basically, in keeping with the presentation that was tonight, the focus is on business activation for the downtown area. This statement is by Billy Parrish. It's capitalizing on the rapidly emerging market for city, neighborhood, and small town life through facilitating and initiating development. The whole focus of this evening's meeting is just to stress the importance of the theme of business activation and development. A part of what we do as the board is to not only give information to the consultants, where they will be able to speak with other businesses and get charged and get momentum in terms of getting projects done. But we're governed, not really governed, but affordability and quality of life is the reason why Fairburn is growing at a 20% growth rate. In the data that was shared by the consultants, every year we are having tremendous growth. I believe the last count was a growth rate between 1.5 and 1.6% in the Fairburn area every year. And as Jessica stated, over a 10-year period, they're looking at a population growth of 20%. So why is that happening? It's happening because people want affordability and they want quality of life. They want city living without all of the traffic and headaches of being in a downtown area. But at the same time, what we're doing so appealing is they want a vibrant downtown, a strong sense of place, local food and culture, arts, culture and entertainment, and diversity of housing. And those are all elements that as a board, you all have already you're already aware of. So in discussion about our work plan, just to recap, we're on the 11th week of our 2021 work plan. And starting out, we've already begun on our deliverables that we've identified in our work plan. The work plan, again, comes out of the comprehensive plan, as well as other documents that the LCI, the downtown business, all of the documents that include public comments from our leadership, from you, our civic and business and educational leaders, as well as residents. The downtown goals, or what was identified as needs in the comprehensive plan, are listed there in terms of pursue more development, require better quality of development downtown, require new development, bring mixed use development, maintain the small town atmosphere, protect our historic structures, integrate business and residential uses, and have closer proximity to downtown and in around the colleges, improve pedestrian safety, pursue facade and streetscape improvements, and pursue public art and gathering spaces downtown. These, from that, we have identified the deliverables for 2021 as a board. Active business association, business incentives, new development in downtown area, monthly shop local events, beautification of downtown areas, and welcome packet and guidebook. Again, it reflects the three transformative strategies that we identified as a board earlier in the year in January. And with that said, if everyone could unmute and just give me some feedback in terms of, are these the priorities in terms of deliverables for the first part of this year?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I think so. I think it's great.
Okay.
I think,
All right.
Yeah,
sure.
Deliverables are great. Yeah, I think that's, okay. I think that's very spot on.
Okay. What about you, Vice Chair Bracey? I'm gonna kind of go through everyone and kind of ask you. So just heads up, not trying to put you on the spot, but it's important as a board that I hear from all of you. So Chair Appleby, Chairwoman Appleby has said yes. Vice Chair Bracey?
I say yes as well. I think the only thing, unless it's small and I can't read it, but parking is a concern as well.
Okay, so.
Or signage to designate where, signage to let you know where additional parking.
Okay, so what we can add as a deliverable is wayfinding.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, so we will add that. Mm-hmm. As a deliverable. Okay. All right. I'm not going in any particular order. Ms. Smith, Mika Smith.
I agree with everyone that what we're headed and talking about now is great.
Okay. All right, Mr. Benton.
Yep, I agree as well. At some point, I think we probably need to engage the brokerage community.
Okay.
And host like an event of some sort. In fact, I'm going to one tomorrow, but it's basically just invite the commercial real estate brokerage community out just to kind of share the story of Fairburn and what we have going on. And we can do like some giveaways, et cetera, to make it an attractive event. So that's kind of, and I can lead or spearhead that if as a group, we're collectively interested in it. Thank you.
That would be great. I mean, I think that would be a great idea. Board, what do you all think about? I think we should add that as a deliverable as well in terms of having that event. What are your thoughts? Everyone.
I agree. So. You got to get them on board. And this would be a great way to do it, I think.
Okay. Well, Lee, Mr.
McMichael.
I heard Lee. And who was that right after Lee? Was that Ms. Young?
No, Ms. Smith.
Ms. Smith, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. So, Lee, while we have you on the line, what are based upon the same question for you as everyone else, as far as looking at those deliverables, do you think that that's the right direction, or would you like to add to those deliverables?
I think it's a very ambitious and very forward list of things to do. And I think every one of them is great. I really like seeing the monthly Shop Local events on there. I think that's awesome.
Okay. All right. Mr. Hill, I know he was calling in and he may have had to leave. Mr. Hill, are you still on the call? He may have had to leave. Okay, we'll circle back. Apostle Jones. Okay. And Ms. Young.
Yes, I agree. The list on here does pretty much hit all the points that we talked about. I just want to, yeah, it has a lot. Mainly, I do think that the beautification and, you know, the pursue the facade and the streetscape improvements, that's something that we really need to look into. But as far as that, I don't have anything to add at the moment.
Okay. Well, that's good feedback. Thank you. The beautification aspect of it, definitely. And in terms of signage, we definitely, that's good feedback.
Yes, thank bringing you. A unified kind of look towards when you're first coming into downtown Fairburn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Okay. All right, so this is basically what we will move forward with in each, you know, as we progress through the rest of the remainder of the year, we will have committees assignments to deal with each deliverable. These are our committees.
I'm sorry, Sylvia.
Yes,
go back.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I have a, on the, is this, we hope to achieve the deliverables within 1 year? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what we, every year we do an annual plan. Our first meeting when we talked about the work plan, and everybody has a copy, I sent a copy electronically and then had them delivered in your packets. This is, these deliverables are taken from that work plan. Our best, as we, when we first went over the work plan back in January from 2020, there were some things that we finished and there are some things that we did not. So it's with the understanding that some of these things may not be done by January 2022. But the hope is that this is what we're striving towards as a board. And the hope is that these items will be underway.
Okay, because I would, I was just looking at the bullet point, new development in downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes that can take 1 year, 3 year, 5 years. You know how that goes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The only reason why I put that on there is because when I surveyed you all as a board, everybody said it.
It was
100%. Every last board member said new development in the downtown area.
Okay. And also, I think we also probably need to include pop-ups once COVID and all of this is over, but pop-ups,
okay,
marketing pop-ups and art events, okay, or even a, I think we do have an artscape going, right?
Correct.
An artscape type of program.
Yeah, Director Peaks is on the line, and there is an art advisory group that we work in concert with. I don't know, Director Peaks, do you want to comment on this?
We do have a art advisory council. We just created, I think they've been a year now when we finished the creative placemaking strategy. After the creative placemaking strategy was completed, one of the recommendations from the Atlanta Regional Commission was to create a council, and that body will be responsible for driving art projects in the city. And so we do have a board, we meet monthly. Actually, we have a meeting next week. So the board is very active, and maybe at some point in the future, we could do maybe a joint meeting. And I could invite them either to the Main Street board meeting, or you guys come over to our meeting and maybe we can collaborate on some things, because we have some projects that we're working on. We're working on putting together an action plan, which really just piggybacks off of the creative placemaking strategy, taking some of the recommendations out of that document and putting it into a document that we can actually execute, that will give some deliverables, some actual projects, give some due dates, some budgets attached to it, so we can move forward some of the art projects we have planned in the city.
That's a great idea. Thank you, Director Peaks.
Thank you, Ms. Peaks.
You're welcome.
Okay, Chairwoman Appleby, was there anything else?
No, I just didn't see. I know pop-ups are very popular in other cities, communities. Mm-hmm. They're really popular. And I think we can implement that in the downtown area.
Definitely, we'll add that to that. And that's also in our committee assignments. We will be looking at pop-ups. I'll make sure that it's added. And I'm thinking, are you thinking under design or are you thinking under?
It could go under economic vitality as well as promotions, really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we will add those to those committees and then promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And another that's interesting that you said that, because also when there was a community, when the community event for the LCI downtown study took place, that was a major, not really concern, but that was something that the majority of the residents wanted to see.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is great feedback. So we've talked about as a board the work plan. We've talked about how we transition from themes into actual tasks. And so now we're at the committee phase. Based upon our January meeting and the volunteers and you all's feedback, these are the committee assignments. And if you see your name on the committee assignment and you want it changed to something else, please let me know. Again, these were the folks that at that particular meeting said, I want to do this and I want to be added to this committee. Mr. Benton, tonight you mentioned the brokerage, so I'm going to add another committee that will deal with commercial real estate and development. Is that in keeping with your thoughts? Mr. Leon Benton, let's see if he's still on the call. He may have had to drop off because I know that he said that he may have to leave early. So we will add the commercial real estate component and the segment that he mentioned about during the brokerage meeting as one of the committees. So these are the committees. Were there any concerns or any additional work products that you all see that you want added or taken away, or what is your initial feedback?
Do you mind adding me to the design?
Sure. And that's Chair Appleby?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Any other feedback?
Just wondering if we can add Mr. Benton's idea under organization. I mean, it's something I want to learn and kind of get some insight on, and kind of falls in line with the other types of things we may be dealing with.
Excellent. Thank you, Vice Chair Bracey. We will add that to And I think that would be great instead of having it as standalone. Okay. So we'll add that to your, to that committee as well. So that'll be under organization with you and Chair Appleby. Any other feedback?
I actually would like to be put in just design and organization.
Okay.
All that leaves.
Ms. Young, you want to come out of economic development or you want to stay in economic development and be added to design? No, you're in you're in design already. Which one, I'm sorry, which one was that you wanted to be added to?
Organization.
Okay, so you want to come out of design and go to organization.
I wanted to come out of the economic vitality.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, so you're come out of economic vitality and go into organization. Okay.
Yes.
So what we may do, if we find that we have a committee that only has one person, we will combine that temporarily with one of our other committees. And it looks like we may just combine organization and economic vitality since they're closely knit together. I know economic and promotions, but promotions has a full list and growing. So let's, what are you all's thoughts about economic vitality and organization combining for now?
I agree, because I think when it boils down to it, they're going to be one or two of those things that we're going to need to focus on and probably table the others. So okay. I think that works.
All right. Thank you, Vice Chair Bracey.
You're welcome.
Okay. All righty. So that is everything in terms of committees and team members. Let's talk about budget. We have a tentative budget that's in the workings. The way that the Main Street budget is, the program budget is currently set up, is underneath, it's housed under planning and zoning. There has been internally an agreement to look at a standalone Main Street budget, as well as the Main Street board is in conjunction with the DDA. Now they won't, the Main Street board will not share budgets, but they are projects that as a board we may recommend and may try and get funded through the DDA. But with that said, currently we have special projects. The planning and zoning has special projects funds that they're not ours, but because there are similar projects, we may be able to request to either have funding for that or to request funding for during our standalone budget. Right now, Main Street has received through the program a $10,000 grant for PPE. So when we talk about in our next, let me see if it's on the next slide. No, let me go to here. No, it's not on there. It's on your agenda. So on your agenda, you'll see that there is in April a project that has to do with PPE and laptops to students. That's something that's coming through our program that is actually funded through a grant. We applied for a grant through community development and we received the funds for that project. The other thing that we're looking at is a, Chair Appleby already spoke about that, revolving loan grant. And then we're also looking at a grant for wayfinding and banners. So right now our budget is pretty much coming from grants that we're applying for until the decision is made about the standalone budget in terms of how much will be allotted or what the amount will be allotted from the general fund for Main Street. Does that answer everyone's question about the budget?
Yes, I do know with the wayfinding, we might also need to look at not only grant initiative, but in-kind initiatives as well.
Okay.
Yeah, from the different business owners.
Okay. We will do that. That will be great.
Yeah.
Okay. And so on that same note, I should, I know that by next month, there should be a tentative approved budget for Main Street. I have, that's something that I will find out from Director Peaks. So during our next meeting, I should be able to report something to the board, to you all, in terms of you'll actually see a budget on the screen, whatever that may be at that point. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yeah. On the $10,000 grant that you're saying with the PPE and the computers, how, how should that be distributed? I mean, did they have any requirements?
That's all distributed according to the grant specifications. All of that has to be directed towards, or it's earmarked towards that project. So it's not, it's not like we can use that for anything else other than that program, which deals with digital inequities that have come as a result of COVID.
Okay, so but it's actually, is it to certain businesses or schools or?
It is to serve it's under the CDBG grant. And so CDBG grant has what's called eligible populations. And so the eligible populations is the one public school that we have within the city of Fairburn, which is Campbell Elementary.
Okay, gotcha.
So those, all of those resources will go to Campbell Elementary.
Gotcha. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. And this is a one-time grant, or is it a matching grant? $10,000 with the city, or just
it's one time. Something it's, I mean, we're looking at opportunities to continue, but again, for right now, it's related to COVID relief.
Gotcha.
So that is basically everything on budget and work plan, which is our agenda item 2. In terms of the action items, those are all of the items that we discussed previously in the previous slide, and they are based upon committee assignments. What we will be doing moving forward is assigning these projects, and I will contact each committee separately to kind of help you get started with your projects, because moving forward in April, the committees will report on the status of each of these. For example, this evening, our first committee report is going to come from Mr. Lee McMichael, and that's on our promotions. So we'll take a brief break, and I will stop sharing so that we can see Mr. McMichael's and hear his report.
Okay. Hello, this is Lee. Do you want to see me or not?
Yes, we're all talking to names. So we'd love to see you.
Well, I do have the white hair that the little meme has, but anyway. I had a question before I get started, just so I'm on the same page. Chairwoman Appleby, when you mentioned pop-ups, is that what, in one of those slides that Sylvia had, where the woman standing by a banner, is that what you're speaking of?
No, pop-ups are retail sites or store sites that are, they occupy a building or space in downtown for a brief moment or a specified moment that the board decides, 30 days or 60 days. And a lot of times it to help the small business person to get up and running and to get their product out and, you know, be known. So it's more of a small business initiative for that.
Okay.
But I can see where we will partner with some of the business people who own buildings in our downtown area, maybe with no one in there, and we can utilize those buildings or the space. I could see the courtyard once it get hot and people can go out and, you know, I mean, post COVID.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I appreciate that. I just want to make sure I was understanding what your definition was. Okay. That's fine. Well, if I could reference that slide again, Sylvia, or maybe you remember it with the lady standing by the I kind of call that a pop-up banner. So that, I guess, Chairwoman Appleby is where my frame of reference was.
Okay. And it may be one, it may be part of the pop, depending on what I see with, you know.
Which slide?
Well, your concept and mine are two different ones. I like yours. Mine was just a little off of what you were thinking. But anyway. I have had the opportunity to sit down with Mika Smith and talk over a few things. I have yet to be able to get with Mr. Hill. I'm going to try this week to sit down with him. However, we have had email and phone conversations. I have just not met him face to face. But for promotions, the concept I had is that we need to promote, of course, events that are going on. And how are we going to do that? How are we going to get the word out to the residents, the visitors to town, and the businesses themselves. And I have seen and used the concept of this lady standing by the pole. I hate to keep referencing that thing, but it was such a perfect picture to me. Of kind of the vision I have is to have a poster of events, a calendar of events, if you will, that is posted in various places around town that are very visible. So people will know, oh, the next Friday is something I want to go to, and it's this event here, that sort of thing. So we tried to gather up as much information as we can find about events happening. We haven't been real successful, and we might have to enlist some of your help to find those. What I've come up with by scouring the internet is really just two events that kind of go through late spring and early summer, and that is the Georgia Renaissance Festival and the events out at Chat Hills, where I just happened to find that they have the calendars for both businesses and was able to list those. But what it listed them in was a monthly overview, if you will, and that would be something that we could graphically create in a poster form, which could be reproduced in a large version, small version, medium version, and that sort of thing. I've also approached all the hotels in town if they would participate in that, they would distribute this information in their lobbies to their guests. And I think that would be a big draw for not just weekend people, but all through the week when there's something going on, they can look and say, oh, well, you know, tonight let's go do this and that sort of thing, just so they are aware, because I don't think any other way they would be unless they are just on the internet all day long looking for things to do while they come to town. But all the hotels were in complete agreement. Yes, they would display these. We would make sure they were kept fresh and in supply for the hotels. And that's one place we could do it. In the downtown area, I think if there was a common place that this would always be one location where you could find out everything happening in the next 2 or 3 months, that sort of time frame. And then in some of these storefronts, and I forgot who mentioned it earlier, that the owners have not been very receptive to putting things in their empty windows, but maybe with something like this that promotes downtown and anything going on in the area, just doesn't have to be downtown, they might be a little more willing, and that would fill in a lot of empty spaces downtown. And again, these for the hotel, we would probably do a rack card size, which is more of a rectangular shape, small brochure, a one-pager, if you will, and then adapt that for various locations throughout Fairburn. And so I started my calendar with May. Maybe that's a little too ambitious, but anyway, I had to start somewhere. So I was shooting for like May, June, and July, or do a 3-month segment every time we do one. And just all year long, we put these out and fill it with whatever events are going on that are open to everyone, not just, I think, a smaller event that's catered towards a certain demographic or a segment might, I don't know, if I was walking through and read it and saw that I can't do but only half of the things on there, it might look a little cliquish, maybe, if you will. But if it's open to everybody, anything, art event, concert, First Friday, where all the businesses stay open till 10 o'clock, something like that. I think it'd be a lot more inclusive, where it would just have a little more of a community feeling, in my opinion. And these are all my opinions, most of them. Ms. Smith and Voice Slum and Paris also. But that's kind of the direction I would like to do on the getting the word out. I don't have all the phraseology that Sylvia had on our promotions committee right now, but that would be a start, I think, where they would be uniform. Every time you see that, you know, oh, this is the calendar of events. It would certainly have Fairburn logo on it. Just make it very consistent every time you print one, so people just come to expect it, hopefully. And might build a lot of excitement, I hope, for everything going on in the area, and specifically wherever it happens to be, whether downtown or at another venue, just so people will know there are things to do in Fairburn, and it's a vibrant place to be.
Sounds great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really good, feedback.
Yes. And then perhaps we can also place that on the city's website. Your calendar?
Yeah.
On the city's Facebook page.
On the city's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the idea What were you going to say?
I was just going to say any place we could get it out there would be good.
Mm-hmm. The great thing about that card, the rack card, is that it would go to all the hotels, and maybe if we do it May, June, July, we can do something like a things to do in Fairburn and just have it on the one side, maybe all of the calendar events for each month. And then on the other side, maybe list the restaurants. It's some kind of way we've got to try and get a lot of information in there so that if someone sees it, they kind of get a good picture of this is Fairburn, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So right. We've got to kind of, yeah, put our heads together and, kind of design this. I will talk to Dr. Parks on tomorrow, and we'll start fleshing something out. So by our next meeting, and then I'll follow up with the promotions committee. Lee, you, Mika, and Paris, and maybe we set up something to kind of flesh this out before the next meeting. And maybe we can have a sample of something that we can present to the board. And if we get buy-in, just start getting it out there.
Okay.
So, but that's a great start. Great feedback. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And if I could ask Mika, did I represent your thoughts as well in that, Mika, or did I step on your toes at all?
Mika?
Everything was good, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, awesome. Were there any other questions for Lee before? I think that we pretty much have a great overview about what the promotions committee is working on. Were there any questions for Lee or comments?
Uh,
No questions, but I do have a comment. Lee, as you were speaking, what it reminded me of is like when you go on a cruise and they leave that list of events for the day, something in that format, that's something that everyone would kind of look for, you know, daily, so they could look for weekly or monthly or how we like to put them out. But something in that format, you basically describe like what I look for on a cruise, because I want to know what's happening that day. I want to know what times. I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great feedback. Any other comments?
I apologize. I might have missed this, but is this going to go on the app?
We could. And thank you, Ms. Young, for bringing that up, because we can include that on the app as well. It's something that we were looking at as a rack card. So it's something that's shared amongst the hotels. And of course, guests, when they're in town, it's something they look for. But we can look at how we can incorporate it with the social media, the any sort of IT media within the hotel, because some of these things come up on the screens in the hotels, just depending on their technologies. But we can also incorporate the app. That would be great for people who are visiting.
Yeah, and also making sure we include those discounts, like when they use the app, you know, scanning it at different restaurants around Fairburn, so that way they'll keep the app on their phone, you know.
Excellent. Okay, I'm just writing down some notes. Excellent. That would be great to incorporate as well. Was there any other feedback, any other comments?
Can we also put this in the utility billing? Enough space?
Director Peaks, I learned last week that is an additional cost. Is that something that would be under consideration, or is that something, I mean, before we even put that out there, is that something that we could even consider?
You know how you get a newsletter with your billing?
I think it's for consideration. Just got to see, you know, about the financial side of it, because they do charge. Right now, the utility bills and the newsletter goes in with the utility bills. So anything extra is an additional cost. That doesn't mean it's not doable, though. It's just have to look at that and see what that cost is.
But can we put that not as an additional piece of paper, but as part of the newsletter?
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't think that's a problem at all. I thought you were referencing adding like another sheet of paper.
Yeah, we can do the new, you know.
Oh, definitely, we can do that.
Yeah, the newsletter.
Yeah.
And that way you'll get all 15,797 people.
Funny. Okay, were there any other comments or questions for the promotions team? For Lee? No? Okay, well, thank you again, Lee. Great presentation. Yes. So we will go on to the April projects. We're looking at putting together a board community calendar, which would show up on the website. And again, this may be something that we incorporate with what Lee just presented. So we'll put a footnote, we'll put an asterisk there, and that's something that we'll recap in the April meeting with that template. I was hoping that the Partners in Education folks could stay on the phone. I'm gonna table that theirs as well as the community town hall until April as well, because there's a component that they wanted to talk about on that. We've already talked about First Fridays, and then also we met the director of planning and zoning, and we met with the community beautification ambassadors, the volunteers, and we are in the process of a cleanup week. Director Peaks, do you want to talk more about that, about what we're doing?
You can probably add a little bit more, because I made a mistake and left everything on my desk. I thought I put it in my bag, but I actually walked off and left the agenda and everything sitting on my desk. But I'll go for off the top of my head and just add anything, Sylvia, if I forget it.
No worries. Okay.
The Keep Fabric Beautiful Week April 19th through the 24th. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're planning that whole week to really just focus on beautification and cleanup throughout the city. We have different promotions planned throughout the week. I'm working on, and all of this hasn't been really officially cleared through the city administration. So y'all are the first to hear this. But Monday, we're gonna plan to have a big kickoff announcement of what's going on during the whole week. And then on Tuesday, I think it's another promotional type of, Sylvia, you're gonna have to help me because I promise you I'll have to do
my It's the Make Your Neighborhood Shine, where we're working with the neighborhood associations to help get them started in the process and then leading up to the contest.
Yes, then we have a contest where we are trying to engage city staff, and we're calling it, don't tell me, Sylvia, I'm gonna get it. oh gosh, something duty, clean up on
duty. Yes, beauty on duty.
Beauty on duty, yes. Mm-hmm. And we're excited about that. That's one of the things we want to do is, you know, show the community that the city is really taking this serious to the point that we're actually getting employees engaged in it. You know how when you was a kid, your mom used to say, don't do as I say. What is how that saying go?
Don't do as I say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we're trying to change that different. Well, we asking citizens to also do what we do. Keep your spaces clean. So we're gonna get the employees involved in it. And then that Thursday and Friday, Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th, is gonna be a citywide cleanup day. And then on the 24th, that Saturday, it's gonna be a shred day at City Hall. And some of you, Fairburn residents, most of y'all Fairburn residents, I think maybe one or two if you're not, but you know the shred day is every year that they have at City Hall where you can come and shred all of your important documents and also, you know, do spring cleaning during the month of April. And we have the big contained dumpsters where you can come and dump all of your goods. And so they're planning this year to take everything that you traditionally can't not dispose of during your regular trash disposals that's picked up during the week. So it's paint, you know, oil, all of those types of things that you can't throw away in your regular trash pickup every week. So we're excited about it. We're still working out some of the kinks and the titles and the names, because we really want it to be really catchy and really want the citizens to get involved in it during that whole week. So that's pretty much what we have planned. See, did I miss anything? Because I'm so
sorry. You were right on point. It was great. I put it on my desk
and right after you gave it to me, Sylvia, I walked away and
No worries.
I apologize for that.
No worries. It was great. And again, that's something that this, as Director Peek says, we're still in the planning phases. A lot of things that we will bring to the board, again, they're confidential, but at the same time, just wanting to put that on your calendar so you can start talking to your constituents about getting involved. You don't have to tell them the particulars, but you can say, look, we're getting, when they come to you and say, gosh, why can't the city be cleaner, or why can't this, or oh, I'm having this problem with my neighborhood or with my business, you can say, well, great, you know, get involved with the city. We've got to keep Fairburn beautiful. We've got community ambassadors. So that's really, we're sharing this information because we want you all as an advocacy in the community as well as involvement. And we will continue to keep those dates. If anything changes, we'll let you know. You all will be the first to know. And in keeping with our time, we're at 8:32. We're only 2 minutes over, thank God. So, yes, ma'am.
Only thing I'll add to is that hopefully within the next week, we should have a flyer and some things out that you all, you know, free to pass on to your neighbors. And if you are in an active HOA, definitely play a part in disseminating information to your HOA to get it out to the community. Because one of the things we talked about, and I'm not sure if we're going to execute it during that week, but we wanted to really use our organized HOAs as mouthpiece for the city as far as getting information out and even making it fun with a little competitive twist to it where you can have like yard contests and who has the best looking yard, who has the greener grass, who has the prettiest flowers, you know, so just really making it fun and making it, you know, where the citizens can get involved in it, but we're using the HOAs to help with that. So again, please be our advocates throughout the city when we do these types of projects. So thank you guys.
And I also wanted to thank DDA committee member Ms. Carol Berry for being on the call with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you have any questions or comments?
I do, but a lot of it, I was just sitting here making a list. There, we actually, as a family, we own 5 properties within that area.
Oh, wonderful. Yay.
So we have to, we need to talk to Ms. Peaks and you guys on what we need to put there, because that's what we're in the process of trying to figure out what we can put in or add to Fairburn. So we got a lot of work to do.
Definitely. Well, we will encourage that. And also, we will also call in Mr. Benton to help as well when we were talking about the brokering and some of those opportunities. That would be great for us all to collaborate and just pitch you some ideas. We'd love to do that.
Actually, because we, you know, typically we're new property owners, so we have no clue. So I was listening to some of the things that the challenges that we were having as a city, as property owners. And I agree, because, you know, we tried to, even though part of it was my fault, you know, changing the look of the buildings, and you get a lot of criticism about what's going on and what you're doing. And if you're not doing it right, and people are complaining because they don't want to pay it, you know, just different things going on. Right. So we're trying to get in line and do what we need to do. So.
Well, we can help in that process. In fact, one of our previous meetings, we were talking about building wraps, like temporary, what to do with those spaces. Chairwoman Appleby talked about pop-up spaces. We could temporarily put some businesses in those locations until you're ready to do something else with them. So we'll, as a team, we will rally around you and provide whatever information we can do to assist you. We'll,
absolutely, yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Berry. Director Peaks, did you want to add on that, or you're muted?
I think it's
been
a great meeting. I always have a great
meeting. Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you again, Ms. Berry. Thank you, Director Peaks, and all of you all. Before I get off the call, did anyone from Partners in Education, are you on the call or no? Okay, we'll talk to them next week. All right, well, everybody have a great evening. Bless rest of the week.
Well, can I say this before everybody leave? I'm sorry to say this. I know with the committee that I am assigned to, if you all want to meet before the next meeting on the 20th, which is the economic vitality. No, I'm sorry.
It's organization and economic vitality.
And the design, if you all want to meet, just send me an email. And if we can all get together and we can meet before the 20th, before our next meeting on the 20th, and so we can have a report.
That sounds good. Just curious, and I apologize for all the background noise. We're having family time. So anyway, just curious if a list has been sent out kind of showing who's on which committee and each other's contact info for it.
I can send that out on this week. If everyone can let me know, are you okay with me sharing the information, emails, and telephone numbers?
Yes, I'm fine.
Fine, okay. I will follow up with, yeah.
Yep, okay. Same here.
Awesome, okay, so I will send that out between tomorrow and definitely by Friday, everyone will receive it. Was there any other information that you all needed from tonight's meeting? No? Okay, well, as they say in church, all minds
clear. All minds and hearts are clear.
A soul saved plus a life. No, I'm joking.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. If you want it to be official, do I hear a motion on the table to adjourn the March?
Motion.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, the motion was placed on the table by Mr. Benton and seconded by Ms. Bracy. And the Main Street meeting for March 16th, and this is for recording sake in case someone is transcribing the minutes. The meeting for the Main Street meeting for March 16th, 2021 has officially and properly adjourned at 8:39 p.m.